لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد. You have heard this many times before, but let's listen to it again and make the niyat of amal. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا، پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا، پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. The name of Allah تبارک و تعالی. Nidad bhai, bring your chair this side somewhere. Or behind this side, blocking all those people at the back there. MashaAllah. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. Everybody likes to be in gardens. In almost every city, every town, they say you must have some gardens. Every municipality talks about gardens. Whether you go to Asia, America, or anywhere else, everywhere they will tell you that we have this as our municipal garden in every town. There is a different story altogether, that what kind of flowers they have in the different gardens. In our city we will have different kinds of flowers with different fragrances. Other places we will have flowers with different fragrances. But the fact is that everywhere they have some kind of a garden. That is a clear proof that it is the desire of every citizen of the and every resident of the town to enjoy some kind of relaxation and some kind of entertainment, or the person wants to have some kind of fragrance from those gardens. Many cities, they have become nothing but concrete blocks and concrete jungles. People don't get the opportunity to even look at a beautiful flower. They don't have any kind of garden of their own. Living in flats, living in tall buildings with many, many floors, where are they going to have their gardens? So, لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. Now, everyone won't be able to go to a garden. If they have in some cities like Bombay and other places, million people living in one small city, or much, much more. Now, some places millions are living. Now, where will everybody be able to go and enjoy the parks and gardens? Even if they have beautiful, beautiful gardens, but everybody won't be able to go and enjoy it. So what must they do then? In what will they get their gardens? In what will they get their fragrance of all the flowers that people are getting in those gardens? The fragrance of flowers in those gardens which people are getting, those who are going to those gardens. Now these people who cannot go to those gardens, how will they get the fragrance of all those flowers? Make the zikrullah. In the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there's nothing but gardens. Because those people who will even go to those gardens, who will be able to visit those gardens, those who will be able to go and inhale the fragrance of the beautiful flowers in those gardens, then too it is not necessary that they will get some kind of sukoon in their lives by inhaling the fragrance of those flowers. It's not necessary. A person with a lot of worries and a lot of problems, and also he's got some case on his head, and he does not know what the judgment is going to be with regards to some murder or something else. Now take him and put him in the midst of a garden and see if he gets any enjoyment. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it permissible that those gardens, you can go there, inhale the fragrance of those flowers, enjoy the beautiful scenery and view there. Keep your eyes clear and keep your hearts clear, that's all. But it's not necessary that the person will get a kind of sukoon, peace and tranquility in those gardens, because he will be going with his heart to that garden. The person, whoever will go, he will visit that garden with his heart. Now if that heart of his is the target of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab, because of his sins, because of his disobedience, because of his nafarmani, as we say, so then that heart which is the target of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab will still experience the same azab and the same punishment and the same restlessness even in those gardens. Tonight my mind is going on a different direction in the same poetry. But that person who will go now with that heart to those beautiful gardens, whether it's in Switzerland, in Kashmir, or any part of the world, can be the most beautiful gardens. Some gardens, they say, are like Jannat on earth. But still, the person that is going to go to those gardens will be going with his heart. And if that heart is the target of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab, so then that person is not going to get any kind of peace even in those gardens. So whosoever it is, if he wants real tranquility, if he wants peace, he wants sukoon in his heart, then it is in the zikrullah. If he's sitting in those gardens also, if he's got remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is not engaging and indulging in haram and sins and vices in those gardens also. Then he will get sukoon. And if he takes that heart and stays inside his house also, he will get sukoon. And if he takes that heart in which there is remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if he takes that heart in which there is the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that heart which is the target of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat and mercy, the opposite of azab. So then that heart, even if he's sitting in a 2x2 room, he will still enjoy sukoon. If he's in the prison, he will still get sukoon there. If it is for political reasons, if it is for other reasons, if it is just because the person was propagating the message and the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he was in prison, so there too the person will get some kind of sukoon, because he knows that Allah is with me. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. Even in this loneliness, even in this solitude, even wherever the person may be, Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for that person. And if Allah Ta'ala is with him, then he's got all the gardens of the world in a capsule form in his heart. The fragrance of all the flowers put together of the entire world, Allah Ta'ala gives it in a capsule form in the heart. Because He is the creator of all those gardens. He is the one who has put that fragrance into all those flowers. Who else has put the fragrance in there? So that Allah Ta'ala who has put that fragrance into those flowers, and that Allah Ta'ala who has put that sweetness into the sugar cane, and that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who has put all the taste in the different fruits, that Allah ta'ala will give him in a capsule form everything in his heart. If the person engages in the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with yaqeen, with muhabbat, with love, the person takes the name of Allah ta'ala. And he's also obedient to Allah ta'ala. So then he will get sometimes dual gardens, that he will enjoy the fragrance of those flowers too, because he got an opportunity to go to those gardens and inhale that fragrance. And he will get this fragrance also, which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him because of that remembrance. And even if he doesn't have those gardens because of his poverty or because of the area that he's living or because of the distance from those municipal gardens or because of whatever reason, then too this person will not be deprived of the fragrance of all those flowers if only he builds that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Why is it that lots of our kabir and lots of the pious and righteous people, they should look forward to that seclusion? The whole day they're sometimes occupied in different kinds of activities. They too are human beings. They also have a lot of commitments, activities of life. They have to go here, there and everywhere. But from the morning they are waiting for the night. Why? So that they may get that little while at the time of the Hajjud or whatever time that may be, when there is nothing but seclusion between him and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. At that time when the world is going to sleep, or at least the world of his home, people are going to sleep, or around him the majority are going to sleep. At that time this person gets up and he puts his head before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in sajda. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar. So this person gets up and he cries before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then he raises his hands and makes dua. Or he makes zikrullah. Allah, Allah. At that time, the enjoyment that he gets, there are no words to explain. Therefore, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that when the fragrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love starts coming into my heart, then at that time, the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to put a description onto that. How can the vocabulary of human beings put a description and explain the experience of that lazzat of an enjoyment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's zikr, which has got no limit? You can't explain it. Now all these are not fairy tales. They are the experiences of people who are Allah Walas. We are not in that caliber, we are not in that category. We must not consider ourselves to be people of that level and stages. But still, sinful ones like us also go into that little seclusion. And if you cannot get the seclusion because of the circumstances surrounding the person, sometimes he can't get seclusion. It's a small home where there are too many children and people around you. Or for example, now in i'tikaf, there are many people that are here. If four people who are there in Haram Sharif, now where is he going to find seclusion there? There's not even an inch of space left there now, in the Haram Sharif. It's so packed. So where is the person going to get sukun? Or the khalwat? So they, if he has really developed that heart, then he can be sitting amongst millions and he can still be alone with Allah Ta'ala. He can be amongst millions, but he is still alone with Allah Ta'ala. Again, that is a haqiqat. The person becomes oblivious of what is happening around him. How many times people say that I became oblivious, I did not know what was happening around me. Don't they say that? How many times when we are sitting in the masjid, waiting for our salat to start, the person is sitting, but his mind is somewhere. There are million people, 1,000 people, 100,000 people, everyone's mind is somewhere else. Leave outside namaz, even inside namaz, every person's mind is somewhere else. Some people's minds are on the football ground, cricket ground, rugby ground, this cup, that cup, all kinds of cups, or it is in all the porn sites that they have seen and come, or in all the filthy literature that they have read, or in the business houses which they have just left for a little while and come into the masjid, or in all the problems that they are facing in their lives, marital problem, this problem, that problem. So everyone who has come, everyone's mind is somewhere else. And the Allah Wallahs, their mind is on Allah. That we are standing before Allah. On the day of judgment, we will have to answer. On the day of judgment, we will be questioned with regards to our deeds and actions. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Person, he feared standing before his Allah on the day of judgment. So then they abode Jannat is for such kind of people. So those people, they in their salat also, they got khushu, they got khuzu. They become oblivious of what is happening around. But the point that I'm bringing across is this, that it is the experience of everybody. All of us have had that kind of experience. Sometimes while we are driving also, we don't even remember which places we passed because our mind was not there. Sometimes a person passes us and he makes salam and we haven't even seen the person. We haven't even heard him. Why? Because his mind was somewhere else. So this person cannot say that I couldn't get seclusion, I couldn't get solitude. The person can be amongst millions and he can still get solitude. But where there is an opportunity, then the person makes use of it. So lazzate zikre naam khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki duniya hai dasht o daman. So if you want the fragrance of all those flowers and all the gardens and everything else, so then it is in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the khaliq of the jannats of this world, the gardens of this world also. Allah ta'ala is the khaliq. It's not that he has only created the jannat of the akhirat. All those flowers are growing, all the fragrances that's coming into those flowers. Who is the khaliq of all that? It is Allah. So he is the one in whose name also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has put that kind of lazzat. There's an enjoyment. Those people used to look forward to the late part of the night when there's nobody but themselves. And in Allah, 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 the person goes somewhere, we don't know where. He is nobody around him. So, lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. And the world of negligence, which we discussed at length over a number of nights from the beginning of Ramadan. The life of negligence, life of heedlessness, warnings upon warnings upon warnings Allah Ta'ala is giving us of different kinds. But if it hasn't affected us directly, then we don't take lessons. We say there in America, cyclone, this damage, that damage. In Bihar, in the floods, this damage, that damage. In Cape Town, that damage, this damage. Here, there, fire, this damage, that damage. That's all. It's like just like some kind of a comment that we pass. But we don't take it serious. So, ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. How a rubbish dump. I've explained this, I don't know, 120 times. That if a person is staying near a rubbish dump, he is forced by circumstances to stay near a rubbish dump. His home is around there, just nearby there. So what a difficulty the person experiences. And especially if a person is coming from the outside, where he has been living near gardens, where he was getting Raat Ki Rani fragrances. So now he will find great difficulty. He will have to hold his nostril and run from there. That is exactly the state of ghaflat. Ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Then it will bring restlessness in the person's life. Just as that rubbish dump and the stench and the smell and the filth brings restlessness in the life of a person who is passing by there. In the same way, those sins which we engage in, watching the haram, listening to haram, engaging in other haram, adultery, fornication, watching it on the screen. It will bring that same restlessness. Allah Ta'ala will make that person's life restless, just like how that person finds restlessness near the rubbish dump. So, lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Therefore, I say, even if you listen to this repeatedly, we don't know in which direction the mazmoon will go. and even if it is the same thing, but it is for Islam. That we must truly feel like that, how we feel restless when there's a rubbish dump and we are getting that smell. In fact, when people get the smell at a distance, they also start writing to the municipality. Then move the dump from there, we are affected by the smell, although they're far away from there. But life becomes unpleasant. You are sitting with visitors and you've got your biryani and everything dished out, and that beautiful fragrant breeze comes from the rubbish dump. And then what happens? All the enjoyment of the biryani is gone. So everybody in the house will scream and shout, close that window, close that door, light some agarbatti, or loban. That is how we must feel with sins. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترکِ وطن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو زندہ باد اے وطن زندہ باد اے وطن ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہوں صد وطن ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہوں صد وطن اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most forgiving, most tolerant, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. We are extending our dirty begging bowls before you, my Allah. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. My beloved Allah, in this Mubarak night of the month of Ramadan, we are extending our begging bowl before you. There is no one for us besides you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing in our lives. My beloved Allah, our hearts have become like the rubbish dumps. Who is there to purify and clean our hearts besides you? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, if you have to reject us, where do we go, my Allah? There is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home in which we can make. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But if you have to turn away, my beloved Allah, your gaze of maghfirat and mercy, we have nowhere to go. We haven't been able to do justice to the Mubarak days of Ramadan. Our lives were spent in a state of ghaflat, negligence, heedlessness. No change came about in our lives, my beloved Allah. As we were before Ramadan, we still are in Ramadan. But where do we take our hearts and go, my Allah? There is no one that can forgive besides you. We cannot buy forgiveness in the markets and the bazaars. Forgiveness lies with you, my Allah. And something that you dearly love is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Make a decision, my beloved Allah, for a complete change in our lives. Make us yours and become ours. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are sick, physically sick, spiritually sick. My beloved Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, whether in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us, those who have undergone operations, those who will be going for operations, those who have met up with accidents, those who are suffering from different physical ailments, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, my beloved Allah, bless each and every one with mukammal shifa. Shifa-e-tam, kamil, ajil, da'im, mustamir, nasif, farma. Hamari zindagi ka hal badal de. Those who are weak, give them strength. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. My Rahim Allah. We haven't done justice to the fasting. Whatever broken efforts we have made, my Allah, accept it. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Accept the fast of Ramadan. Except our zikr, our tilawat, our ibadat, our du'as, our charities. Beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. My beloved Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes. Make them all naik and salih. Those whose children have gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time, in every bounty and ne'mat. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. those who are suffering from grief and sorrow and depression, my beloved Allah, change the depression to joy and happiness. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi she nahi meri. Tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Ho jaye mera. Ho jao uska. یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, or watching some filth on the internet sites or the television screen, or in adultery or fornication or any kind of haram. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. سلامتی دین اور سلامتی اعضا کے ساتھ مدینہ شریف میں شہادت کی موت نصیب فرما, بقیع میں دفن نصیب فرما. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. یا رحیم, یو آر ویل اویئر آف آل دا گڈ ڈیزائرز اینڈ وشز دیٹ آر ان دا ہارٹس آف ایچ اینڈ ایوری پرسن ہو ہیز ریزڈ ہز اور ہر ہینڈ بیفور یو دس پارٹ آف دا نائٹ. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem, the sicknesses, the illnesses, the grief, the sorrow, the depression of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the difficulties, pain and suffering. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. Bless us with good health in the remaining days of Ramadan. Give us the tawfiq to make ibadat, zikr, tilawat, to do everything pleasing to you and to distance ourselves from everything displeasing to you, except all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, گشت تعلیم اجتماعات کو قبول فرما, مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا و نبینا و شفیعنا و مولانا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.